Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now into hour number three, the very existence of this broadcast is in defiance to tyranny. Mark in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to you for about 12 years and twice a day in case I missed something. I think I'm a candidate for your most dedicated listener. Alex, I first want to thank you for your tremendous work exposing the genocide, Jeff. Alex, people owe you their lives by the millions. However, I have a couple suggestions on things that you're missing out on. Actually, several, but I'll limit it to two that we really need to hear from you. First, you've never covered the proven, and I say proven, fraud moon landing. Bart Sobrell would be a great guest for you to have on the show and discuss his book, Moon Man, which discloses the filming which took place in 68 and the names of the people present. Secondly, you've done a great job keeping everyone informed on the awful crimes the globalists and the left have committed. However, your listeners get it so continually talking about it is it's overkill, Alex, when you're constantly hitting us with bad news. We need you to take charge on a solution, and that solution has been outlined by Wayne Allen Root in one of your following Tuesday programs where he talks about secession. However, he's only half right. We first need state reorganization, followed by new states, then secession. Alex, please discuss those subjects. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Look, I don't know what happened with the moon and all that. We have such big issues in front of us right now. That's why I haven't focused on it, but I hear what you're saying. All right, Jesse in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Jesse, welcome.
Yes, it's nice to talk to you, Mr. Jones.
Nice
I love
talk to
your
you.
Products.
Appreciate you.
I use your X2 and BrainForce every morning.
Thank you.
So I know school is coming right up right now, and I have in my lap these advanced reader copies of these children books that are going to be put in schools. I've got this one called The Anti-Racist Kid, and the one I'm looking at, it's not published yet. It won't be. It got pushed back to October. The one I'm looking at says grades 1 to 4, but then if you look at it on Amazon, now it's grades 3 and up because of some of the things they have in here. So if you'd like, I could read off.
Yeah, read us some. They're definitely trying to brainwash our children. Give us the name of the publication again.
It's called The Anti-Racist Kid, and it is by Tiffany Jewell.
The Anti-Racist Kid. Tell us about it.
So they've got these cute little comics for the kids. Like I've got, hi, I'm Ruby. I use she, her pronouns. And then you've got, hi, I'm Sean. I use he, him pronouns. I identify as a black and cisgender boy.
Yeah, so be any racist. Teach kids they're another gender. Totally sick.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got this fun one that's who invented racism. And then you've got all the pictures of the Europeans that colonized the country over the world.
Wow, that's truly sick. We should get a copy of this book and review it.
Oh, I've already sent you copies. They are in y'all's email box. Check with CJ. I've sent him the pictures. I'm reading out to you right now.
Wow, so what do you make of this?
I make of this, I mean, I've already got my kids out of the school, but if this is what they're shoving down their throats, our kids are the future, and if this is what our future looks like, it's not going to be bright.
Yeah, I saw a photo the other day of, like, it was Target, and the children's book section was, like, all the most horrible, globalist, anti-family crap.
Mm-hmm. And I've just got stacks and stacks that I've been trying to send out to y'all of unpublished books. I've got another one right here that says boys will be boys, but boys is crossed out, and it says human. And it's, you know, to just demasculate our men.
Wow. Thank you so much, Jesse. We're looking for that. I will definitely cover it. Thank you so much. That's why callers are so amazing. That's why I want to do just a show that's commercial-free, like 3 hours a day that just takes calls. But we will continue to take your calls on the other side. And I said I'll talk about the future of InfoWars. I will briefly and more on the other side of this quick break. And then we will have Laura Limmer pop in and then more of your calls. But I'm going to get to everybody. Mark and Dean and Greg and Sean and Jeff and Dyson and Hayden and JD and Solution. We'll get to everybody today before the broadcast ends. Stay with us.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Every major globalist publication, all the comedy shows, all the newspapers, all the local TV stations, all the national news, foreign news, Alex Jones is a fraud. Alex Jones is bad. They're saying you're bad. They're attacking you. Here's John Oliver, last week's News Today, trying to demonize me with edited clips from the show trial they just had.
We're going to start tonight with Alex Jones, a man who boldly answered the question, what if Grimace were a proud boy? Because Jones has had himself quite the week.
Jones, under pressure, found liable in three separate defamation lawsuits brought by the families of 10 victims of the Sandy Hook massacre. The jury for this case determining how much Jones must pay for his lies.
Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors, in my view, manufactured.
Look. Obviously, those claims were disgusting, but they shouldn't really be that surprising, coming from a guy who literally named his platform after going to war with information. Guess what, Alex? You f***ed Info, and this time, Info f***ing won. Not that. Jones has put up much of a fight so far. Judges have actually issued default judgments against him in multiple suits regarding his Sandy Hook remarks after he failed to comply with court orders. So the trial this week was the first of three in which the only question is determining how much he'll have to pay. And the way he's handled this trial is almost a masterclass in what not to do in court. Starting with the fact that he lied so many times, the exasperated judge had to say this.
It seems absurd to instruct you again that you must tell the truth while you testify. Yet here I am. You must tell the truth while you testify. This is not your show. Do you understand what I have said? Yes or no? Do you understand what I have said?
Yes. I believe what I said was true. So
yes, you believe everything you say is true, but it isn't. Your beliefs do not make something true. That is what we're doing here.
Yeah, and you can understand her frustration there. When it comes to rules that a judge doesn't expect to have to spell out, don't lie in court is right up there with you have to leave your beer outside, it's not admissible evidence if it happened in a dream, and we do not celebrate Halloween in here. That's not the only way that Jones provoked the judge, because he's also continued to appear on InfoWars, which has, among other things, baselessly linked her to pedophilia and shown this image of her engulfed in flames. He also went after the jury, questioning their intelligence and implying that his political enemies had handpicked blue-collar people who were ill-equipped to decide what monetary damages he must pay. He even engaged in the pettiest kind of behavior like this.
Spit your gum out, Mr. Jones.
It's not gum.
What is it? Because you're not allowed food or gum of any kind in the courtroom.
I had my tooth pulled a week and a half ago, and I had some gauze in there earlier, and it's been causing me to have some pain.
So you're chewing on your gauze?
Would you like me to show you?
No, right. I just want you to answer my question.
No, I was massaging the hole in my mouth with my tongue. Okay, right here.
I don't want to see the inside of your mouth.
Holy if you heard just her side of that interaction, from spit it out to I don't want to see the inside of your mouth, you'd assume she was talking to A small child, or B, a dog. You would not guess she was talking to professional conspiracist slash grown man Alex Jones until at least guess D. That is pathetic enough even before you learn that later that day you could very clearly see him turning away from the judge and putting something in his mouth.
And that was a cough drop that the judge gave me as part of her act that she cares. So, folks, that's what they do. They engineer this for gotcha moments to sell the idea of a show trial where she finds me guilty up front and then bars us from bringing forward evidence. It's a fraud. And just like their attempts to deplatform us 4 years ago failed, this will fail if you continue to back what we're doing. They are so incredibly pissed at the whole world. Is turning against them and their puppet President Joe Biden. Burn in hell. So, opinion. Red State reports, the Alex Jones verdict is wrong and dangerous. Yeah. Alex Jones's phone matters beyond the Sandy Hook. MSNBC. It's got all the January 6th stuff. Nope, they didn't get my phone. It's not true. It's made up. They got some text messages 2019. January 6th committee requests contents of Alex Jones's phone. Good. Nothing there. And it goes on and on. On and on and on. Jack Posobiec gets it right. He says they're using Alex Jones. Remember, freedom of speech. If you don't speak out against this, you will be next. And now this. One of the biggest newspapers in Italy yesterday runs with a headline, Alex Jones had child porn content in his text messages revealed by his lawyer. Total lie. Not true. Shows how desperate they are. Talk about defamation. And then all these leftists picked it up. Like Don Wilson begging for a lawsuit. Child porn found in documents Alex Jones sent to lawyers and San Diego families. Court filing says Jones should be arrested immediately. Files sent by Alex Jones include child porn. Now, this goes back to just the last few days. What are they talking about? Child porn found in documents Alex Jones sent to lawyers, San Diego families. Court filing says 2019. The judge ordered us in Connecticut to turn over 200,000 plus emails with key term searches. We turned it over, but they defaulted us saying we didn't. Then, in hidden messages in unopened emails, there was child porn. The FBI said we were the victim of it. They used that to recycle it and claim my phone has it. Talk about liars, ladies and gentlemen. That's who these people are. So let me tell you where InfoWars is right now. We're like the American people, surrounded, demonized, lied about, attacked, because they fear us. We have declared bankruptcy because they're claiming in court we have hundreds of millions of dollars. We believe the federal courts aren't handpicked, they're not perfect, by the Democrats and Soros operatives, like in Travis County, famous for judicial tyranny, and Connecticut. That way, they can't claim we have hundreds of millions of dollars. But we went in last Friday with the bankruptcy filing of how much money I actually had, how much money InfoWars had, and she said, you're barred from showing that to the jury, you're barred from defenses, and then let the other side put on their expert to say I have $270 million and all these other lies to make the jury have a big verdict and act like we don't need support and we've got all this money. But it gets worse. Then the judge, the little vampire bat in a black outfit, then the judge, the so-called judge, let the plaintiff's lawyers, the ambulance chasers, say, Jones didn't put on evidence of our claims of $270 million because he doesn't have it. That is the biggest judicial misconduct experts we've talked to have ever seen. Won't let us put on evidence, then let the other side say he has no evidence. So here's where we are. We're in bankruptcy. They're not going to be able to shut us down like they want. They're not going to be able to claim we have all this money we don't have. But if we don't have money to keep the operation going and prove we're solvent, then we get shut down. See how that works? They say the judge already found me guilty, so we owe these debts. Well, under Texas statute, there'll be a fraction of what they claim, less than $6 million. And the same in future trials. So, we're in bankruptcy proving that we don't have all this money, proving what they're saying is a lie, so they can't make these claims. And that's why we've done this, is to call them on what they're doing. But even when we have the bankruptcy documents that are as good as gold in court, the judge won't let us show it in this trial or the next trial. Oh, they got three of these set to go after me with the same judge. So as long as we have money to pay the payroll and continue on air and be solvent, we will stay on air. They want to shut us down. They said they're closing arguments. We want to silence him. We want him off air. We want to send a message. We want to shut down everybody else that criticizes us. We want to be the only ones that can speak, the only ones that have free speech. They said that. Gregory says a report on Bandai Video that shows the clips. So think about that. They're saying our mission is to shut him down. Well, in bankruptcy, they can't do that as long as we're solvent. The problem is we're barely solvent, barely paying the bills. So InfoWars is strong and will continue on for years if you support us now. And we'll have our appeals and everything else, and their fraud will go down in a house of cards. But now we need the financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. So get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Get X2. Get Diet Force. Get Vitamineral Fusion. All in stock and discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, and keep us in the fight. That is the state of InfoWars. To quote John Paul Jones, we've only begun to fight. Stay with us.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I couldn't think of a better guest to get on during this firestorm of censorship and lies and judicial tyranny than Laura Loomer. She's running for Congress. She's got a really good chance of winning. I want to talk to her about the war on free speech, our broken legal system, and how she's set to win, how we need to replace rhinos with American first fighters, and so much more. She's got this election coming up in 15 days. Laura Loomer, great to have you on with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Alex. So great to see you.
Where do you want to start here?
Well, you know, we are officially 15 days away from the Florida Republican primary, and I am set to win my primary. I switched districts. I know a lot of people know I ran last election season down in South Florida, but we just had a redistricting year here in the state of Florida, and I moved to Central Florida, and I'm now running in District 11. Which is a majority red Republican seat, which means whoever wins this primary in 15 days on August 23rd is going to be the next member of the United States Congress. And I'm primarying a pro-impeachment rhino named Daniel Webster here in Florida's 11th district. We have out-fundraised him. We have outworked him. And this is the year for the America First hostile takeover of the Republican Party. And I'm going to win, Alex. I'm going to win.
That's even what mainstream news is saying. So they think MTG was dangerous. I can't wait till you're in Congress, but we got to push it over the top here.
Yeah, and Alex, hopefully, you know, when I win my election and I become the first deplatformed candidate in United States history, you know, I would love to serve on the House Energy Commerce Committee in Congress so that I can take on the big tech social media tyrants. And I would love to personally invite you to testify in Congress, you know, since you, as well as myself, we are probably the two most censored and banned individuals in the entire country, if not the entire world. And I look forward to platforming your voice in the United States Congress.
I can't wait. Well, why do you think they singled, because it really is true, you and I out? You're like man from Uber, Airbnb, myself included. Why are they so, why did they pick you and I up front 4 years ago to do that too?
Because we're truth seekers and we're ahead of the curve, you know. I can't help but notice that CPAC just came to an end in Texas a couple days ago, right? And you and I were banned from CPAC years ago. And now, of course, you see people talking about the issues that we are talking about. Communism, globalism, the New World Order takeover, big tech social media censorship, election interference. And these are all things that we were first to talk about years ago, Alex. You and I were sitting together in the big tech social media hearing in the back of the room when Jack Dorsey was lying to Congress and Republicans were allowing him to get away with perjury. And so I think that you and I really have been trailblazers, especially when it comes to waking people up about big tech social media censorship. And we are probably the best. I would say we are the best journalists in America today, the best investigative journalists alive, with also James O'Keefe.
You were in an uphill battle last year and still barely lost, but the numbers are you're set to win. I can't think of something more fantastic and a bigger nightmare for the globalists than to have you in Congress. How do we make sure you win? Tell folks about the race.
Well, if you live in Orange County, if you live in Lake County, if you live in Sumter County, which of course includes the Villages, the largest retirement community in the United States of America, or if you live in Polk City and East Lakeland and Polk County, you can vote for me. Early voting in Orange County began today. And so if you live in Orange County, you can go to the polls as of today and vote. But election day is on August 23rd, and I need everybody who is registered Republican to get out and vote for me in the upcoming Florida Republican primary. This is our race to win, and we will win as long as patriots show up to replace the pro-impeachment voter fraud denying globalist rhino who I am running against. And so I'm asking for their support. We also need to raise money. So if you're watching, if you could please donate, whether it's $5, $10, $100, $1,000, or a max donation of $2,900, every dollar counts because the NRCC and Kevin McCarthy have it out for me. This last week, they were running fake robocalls, Alex, saying that I'm a Democrat. I mean, how laughable is this? They were literally running robocalls in the district telling voters that I'm
a Democrat. And you're about as populist right-wing as you can get.
Yeah, I'm a hardcore right-wing nationalist, okay? I'm a proud American, I'm a constitutional conservative, and I don't have a communist bone in my body. So, but they lied to the voters.
What do you make of DeSantis getting more and more hardcore and like firing the Soros prosecutor? That is very exciting.
Yeah, look, here in the state of Florida, our governor and, you know, people running for Congress, including myself and the citizens of the state of Florida, we are for law and order, and we don't want our free red state to turn into the blue state that so many of these people moved from here into Florida over the last 2 years when we saw these unconstitutional and draconian lockdowns and mandates and the swell of crime all throughout American cities. And so we need more leadership. We need more fighters. I'll be voting for Governor Ron DeSantis in the upcoming 2022 midterm election. Of course, he's up for re-election for governor, and I look forward to voting for President Donald Trump in 2024 when Donald Trump runs for president again, because we all know that Donald Trump is going to be running again.
With 92 days of the midterms, the deep state's not going to go away quietly. Every poll shows total political realignment, women, minority voters all turning to Republicans, neocons and rhinos getting kicked out. Liz Cheney, you know, is going to get annihilated. How do you expect them to try to counter that?
Well, of course, they're going to use big tech social media censorship. I've been warning about that. You've been warning about that. Here in Florida, unfortunately, the big tech bill was never successful, right? So candidates are still vulnerable to election interference with big tech, myself included. I mean, we still are the only deplatformed campaign in the entire country, the first ever when I first decided to run in 2020. I do believe that Governor DeSantis made the right decision when he cracked down on Zuckerbucks, making them illegal here in the state of Florida. But unfortunately, they haven't been made illegal in other states. And so I do suspect and I do believe that big tech executives are going to use that dark money in millions of dollars and funnel them into SOE offices like they did in 2020 to try to steal the election. We need an audit. I don't know why there was not an audit here in the state of Florida after the 2020 election. I support a nationwide audit of the stolen 2020 election, because if we don't fix 2020, right, all of our elections and the integrity of our elections going forward are in jeopardy. But I think that they're also going to use political violence. We've seen that with the recent decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and the way that the Democrats are inciting their thugs and Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and radical feminazis to storm the streets of America and incite political violence. I mean, these people are out for blood. These people are out for blood, and they will stop at nothing. And so we need fighters. There's no time for compromise left in the Republican Party. We need to purge all weak rhinos, everybody who wants to go along and get along with these communists in the Democrat Party. And it's time for a new America First Republican Party, an America First hostile takeover of the Republican Party. And I'm proud to say the Laura Loomer for Congress campaign is the face of that movement, and we are leading the charge.
I totally agree with you. LauraLoomerForCongress.com. I mean, we just saw the earlier primaries, total sweeps for Trump patriots. The rhinos are crapping their britches right now. Laura Loomer, I want to come back with you and talk about censorship. I want to talk about the attacks on us and get your take on that, because it's historic and listeners want to know what's really happening. We'll try to lay it all out, but go to the website now and spread the word and support her. She is.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, We have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get the great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, Vitamin Real Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I'm not Hunter S. Thompson. I'm not gonzo journalist trying to write myself into the story, but people are asking, how am I handling everything that's happening? I mean, I've seen rigged courts. I've seen a judge tell a jury I'm already guilty. I've seen them order them to give them money. I don't have. But I tell you, it has been actually invigorating and buoying in a way, bittersweet, because I've seen everybody from Steve Bannon to Charlie Kirk to Jack Posobiec to you name it, thousands of prominent people, hundreds of really big folks, come out and say, hey, this is for all of us. They're coming after us all now. And I have really seen the Republican Party go from us with an insurrection, not the one on January 6th, but the peaceful insurrection, to take over the Republican Party 5-6 years ago to now we are the Republican Party and our populist movement is winning. So, yes, I'm being punished. Yes, I'm being attacked. But I expect that. When you're over the target, you're getting the flack. People ask you what that means. Just look over the definition of when you're over the target, you get the flack. It's a World War II analogy because it happened to both my grandfathers. But the point is, when you're over the target, they've got the anti-aircraft gun shooting at you. When you fly over the factory, make it the Panzer tanks, and you're going to drop 10,000 pounds of bombs on them from your B-17 or your Liberator, they're going to be shooting at you. So if they're not shooting at you, you're not doing your job. And Laura Loomer has been shot at more than any woman out there. She's the type of hardcore, patriotic, smart woman they fear. They blocked her so far, but we got MTG in. And when she gets in, it's going to be beautiful. But Laura, talking about my deplatforming and now these stage lawsuits and all of it, transcending that, the outpouring of support, and now suddenly CPAC, like you said, mainline Republicans backing us, why do you think they finally get it?
Well, you're much nicer than I am, Alex. And, you know, the reality, it's too late. It's too late. Maybe they should have gotten on board with us 5 years ago when we were warning them and screaming from the rooftops about this threat and this war and how, you know, if they didn't stand up for us then, they were going to come for all of them next. They are starting to realize that everything that we said is true. Everything that we warned about is 100% happening, and we have been right about absolutely everything, Alex. And so I am not going to make excuses for Con Inc. I am not going to make excuses for the establishment Republican rhino coward.
No. I agree with you. I'm asking, why are they suddenly doing this?
Because they're scared, and they realize that the crocodile never stops eating, and the crocodile is, you know, eventually going to eat them too, right? They have that crocodile is going to eat you last mentality. And they realize now that, oh, well, maybe I should at least kind of pretend like I support Alex Jones, or maybe I should pretend like I actually care about free speech so that when it does happen to me, maybe somebody will realize that I posted a pathetic tweet in support of them and they'll come and help me too. I mean, it's pathetic. It's grandstanding.
No, I agree. But in fairness, I think Trump's a good guy. He never thought he'd be censored. He gave lip service, but he never took action. We forgive him. I mean, isn't it okay if the Republican establishment wakes up and joins us? Isn't it a sign of our victory? I get you're pissed at him, but...
Well, look, I think that, Donald Trump, you know, he realized on his way out, and as I wrote about in my book, I think that the biggest mistake of his presidency, and I supported him, I helped get him elected, I still support him, and I voted for him twice. But I did say, when I wrote in my book, Loomered, How I Became the Most Banned Woman in the World, you can order it online today, I did say that the biggest mistake of his presidency was not taking social media censorship seriously. I mean, when they had the White House social media summit, none of us were invited. They turned it into one big giant TPUSA rally as opposed to allowing for people who had actually been banned and deplatformed to have a voice. When I confronted Jack Dorsey during the congressional hearing, I warned, I said that, Mr. President, please help us before it's too late because they're trying to influence the election.
That's right. I forgot to pull that up, but what's the name of the clip? We'll pull it up for the next segment. It's Laura Loomer takes over Congress. Laura Loomer warns more censorship in Congress. What was the headline?
Something about Laura Loomer confronts Jack Dorsey during big tech social media censorship.
And you said, President, help us. They're coming for you next. And a year and a half later, he was banned off the Internet.
Yeah, and I was the first person to ever say, I believe, live on your show with you, Alex, in 2018 that Donald Trump was going to be banned. And people said I was crazy. They said that they would never ban Trump.
You said it every time. You said they're going to ban him next.
Yeah, and we were right. I was right. And the reality is that, look, I'm glad that people are waking up now. I'm glad that they're finally realizing if the actions speak louder than words, if they really do believe what they're saying, then they should be helping you pay your legal fees. Okay, you just got hit with $45 million. This is ridiculous. This is a witch hunt. This is an assault on InfoWars. This is an attempt to try to take down the greatest news organization in the entire world. I'm talking about InfoWars.com. And if they really truthfully believe what they are saying, then maybe some of these Con Inc. establishment Republicans should reach into their piggy banks of millions of dollars of donations that they have received as a result of not having competition in the form of you and myself and other great content creators over the last few years. And maybe they should give you some money, Alex. Or are they just going to post it?
And I should have done this before you came on, because everybody's asking the particulars. It's capped at $5.6 million, but they've got two more fake trials. So we don't have the money for that. I've got to put up half my wealth, which is not much, to pay the bond. So we'll continue to fight. If we run out of money to fight the lawsuits, we run out of money to not fund the bankruptcy, then we can be shut down. So we don't need $10 million, but we do need an extra $5 million the next few months. People, sounds like a lot of money, folks. Not to fight with the New World Order. Why did Laura Loomer mention her book? Why do I mention stuff? We don't have Soros or Bill Gates or the Rockefellers funding us. We are literally, we have you. So the left makes jokes like, why is Roger Stone signing stones for $10? Why is he selling books? Because we got to go out and make a living in this fight, folks. We have you. You have us. We don't have the big backing. That's why we're up here constantly bashing our brains out to get funding, because the middle class still hasn't gotten off the bench and realized we're your champions. We don't want to be slaves either. We're literally fighting to the death for you, because we're fighting for ourselves. We're in this together, whether you know it or not. Here's a one-minute clip of you 3 years ago warning Trump.
President Trump, when one of your employees is taking his account, you are veteran service, and I'm asking you, President Donald Trump, help us. Please help us, Mr. President, before it is too late, because Jack Dorsey is trying to influence the election, to sway the election, so that the Democrats can steal the election. That is why he is veteran and Trump. You are a liar, Jack Dorsey.
There's one with better audio, but he says, Trump, you're coming for you next. We got to stop this now. Help us. We're warning you. I mean, it was very prophetic.
Yeah. And nobody listened. It was a shame.
So what's your warning now, Laura Loomer?
Well, my warning now is 2022 is our last chance to get it right. It's not about just taking back the House in 2022, Alex. You know, it'd be great to take back the House. But if we have the same feckless, cowardly rhino Republicans who threw President Donald Trump under the bus when we had control of the House and the Senate when Donald Trump was in the White House, nothing is going to change. These communist enablers are selling our country out. And so, as I said yesterday, when I gave a speech, it's time for us to elect America First fighters who are going to get to Washington and flip over these damn tables inside the United States Capitol. Because these rhinos and these communists who are career politicians and have been in Washington for nearly 10 years or had 40-year careers like my rhino opponent, Daniel Webster, they are selling out America. They don't care about the average American. They don't care about your family. All they care about is their bank account and their cushy little pension. And so if we don't get an America First hostile takeover of the Republican Party, nothing is going to matter.
And I agree. We have a globalist takeover, hostile takeover of our energy and our borders and our culture. We've got to start getting hostile as well.
Yes. And look, it's not about optics, okay? It's not about decorum. We are dealing with a godless, satanic enemy. We are dealing with communists, okay? These people don't care about decorum. They don't care about optics, and neither should we, okay? Because we're in a war, and you don't play nice when you're in a war. You don't send a nice guy to Washington to fight your war. You send a ruthless killer, and that's what I am. I'm a ruthless killer. I'm a fighter, and that's why people should vote for me, and that's why I'm asking for people to show up to the polls, storm the polls on August 23rd in the Republican primary here in Florida.
All right, stay there, Laura.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Something incredible just happened. I'll tell you about it in a few minutes as soon as they can get it in the computer and show it to you. Because unlike mainstream media, we show you what we're talking about. If we say that the Democrats celebrated raising taxes on poor people and the middle class and hiring 86,000 IRS agents, we show you the clip. If we say that Joe Biden didn't blink for 5 minutes, we show you the clip. If we say the UN announces you're going to own nothing and have nothing, we show you the clip. Wait till you see this coming up in just a few minutes. This shows how upset and angry the world is. It's exciting. Laura Loomer, I've looked at the news. I've seen the polls. You're not just saying that. You are set in polls to beat the Republican incumbent in a super red county or district and to be the new congresswoman coming up in 92 days. That is so ultra exciting. You will be a major beachhead along with MTG and others. And let me say this. The left always claims Republican men don't want women. I don't care if you're a woman, a man, black, brown, white, whatever. If you're pro-freedom, I want you in there. If we elected 100 members of Congress that were all black women, I'd love it. As long as they empowered America, and there's great black women to do it. But the idea that I give a rat's ass what's between your legs is a load of horse manure. And it scares the Democrats big time that we've got women and blacks and Hispanics and Asians at triple the rate of Democrats now in new elections. That's why they're so scared, because people have really woken up.
Absolutely. And It really is amazing. The media is freaking out, Alex, as you just pointed out. We're winning in the polls. We're winning in fundraising. And this is a majority red seat. So whoever wins the primary will be the next member of Congress, because there's no chance for a Democrat to get elected here because there's so many Republicans. And I'm running against a guy named Daniel Webster, who skipped the vote on the second impeachment. He skipped the vote on the January 6th commission. And of course, that's an abomination, because now we have political prisoners. And I am going to be their champion. I am going to fight to release all of those innocent January 6th patriots. And I call them patriots because that is exactly what they are. They are patriots who stood up and fought back against the real insurrection, which was the stolen election of 2020. I am an election integrity candidate. I am going to fight against voter fraud. And, you know, I am going to be Big Tech's worst nightmare. They are going down, Alex. And I was inspired in 2019 to run for Congress because of deplatforming and Big Tech censorship. And I just want to thank you and InfoWars for, you know, giving me a platform and believing in me over these last 4 years, because a lot of people didn't take it seriously. And when they stole my election in 2020, I always said that I was going to get the last laugh, and I was not going to allow for these communists and the rhinos.
Well, Laura, you know why I take you seriously? Because they take you seriously. I mean, the enemy's smart. They're scared of you. Anybody they're scared of, I back.
Well, they should be scared of me, Alex, because I'm coming for all of them. And when I get there, I'm not going to go along and get along. I'm going to expose them. And it's going to be the first time ever that an investigative journalist, right, a former Project Veritas investigative journalist is elected to the United States Congress. It's going to be the first time a deplatformed censored candidate is elected to the United States Congress. It's going to be the first time ever a red flagged individual on an FBI watch list is elected to the United States Congress. I know what it's like to be silenced. I know what it's like to have my rights violated by a corrupt, tyrannical federal government, and I am going to be every American's voice. And so I ask for their support, and I'm grateful to have your support. And if people want to donate to my campaign, they can donate at lauralumerforcongress.com, and we're going to win. And I hope that InfoWars will come out to Florida on August 23rd and do the exclusive live broadcast of my victory party.
I want to. We are just absolutely embattled and at war, but there's a good chance we will, Laura. Let me just bring up this big announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! So I want to thank Steve Bannon for boosting it. I want to thank everybody else, like Michael Malice and others that have been boosting it. This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order, because you read this, you know their whole plan how to stop them. Get the Great Reset and the War for the World now. Laura, it's going to go to number one. What do you make of that?
Well, I can't wait, Alex, and you're a superstar, and you have led so many people to the truth and to light, and you have woken up so many people. And I hope that your book goes to number one. And I can't wait till I get elected to Congress, and you can come up there and testify in Congress when I'm, chairing one of those committees and one of those hearings on big tech social media censorship. And then the entire country is going to hear your story, Alex. And I have been looking forward to that day for a long time, and I just can't wait.
I can't wait either. MTG's invited me to Congress. She's trying to get some hearings going for us. In fact, I know she probably wants to have you speak out, and we've talked about it. But, man, why do you think it's so many like Carrie Lake and others? Why is it so many badass women starting to win, which is great, but why do you think so many men other than DeSantis are on the sidelines? What's going on with the women? That's really exciting, by the way.
Well, it's great. And, you know, I don't really ever use my gender.
No, I don't either. But let's just say it. Republicans are surging with women. What's going on?
Well, I think that a lot of women are starting to realize that this globalist, communist, godless New World Order is is a threat and a danger to their children and their families. And they're starting to wake up and they're starting to see that right-wing ideologies are better, not just for their families, but for our country. But, you know, you speak of all these other people who are America First. You know, it would be great if they would actually fight back against the censorship of my campaign, because I don't really feel the love, Alex. I mean, I'm grateful to you, but I don't really see a lot of these other people, you know, platforming my campaign. It doesn't feel great to be blacklisted on the war.
You know why they do it. Even people that are patriots say, well, if I help Loomer or Jones, I might get censored. We're all going to get censored. As Benjamin Franklin said, hang together or hang separate.
Right. And if these people truly do believe the election was stolen and they want America First fighters and they want to fight back against censorship, then they should find the courage within themselves to stop blacklisting my campaign and to actually platform me, because the egg is going to be on their face on election day when I win, Alex. And I'm just no longer going to stay silent. I'm calling all of these people out. I'm calling people out for being frauds, for being grifters, for being silent.
Well, I remember 2 years ago, I said, Laura, I've looked at your race and talked to experts, and they say it's an uphill battle, but you're going to build credibility. You're going to build a campaign operation. And you're like, no, I'm going to win. And I said, well, you're going to win down the road. Find a better district. And you've done that, and the numbers say you're going to win. Are you worried about election fraud? I mean, I guess we got to have such a surge, such a huge wave, a red wave, that it overrides their fraud.
Well, they already are committing fraud by deplatforming my campaign. That is a form of illegal election big tech interference that, of course, the Republican Party has sanctioned by staying silent on the interference of my campaign. But we are going to have an army of poll watchers, and we are working hard to make sure that people are voting in a secure fashion. Luckily, there are so many voter integrity, election integrity groups on the grassroots level in my district, and they are encouraging people to vote at the polls on election day. And we are
sure. And also, sure, Trump has said nice things about you in the past. Is he backing you? What about Trump coming for a rally for you?
Well, Trump endorsed me and voted for me down in 2020 when I ran in Palm Beach County, and I'm hoping to earn the president's endorsement this time around. Donald Trump said that he wants to get rid of all the rhino sellouts and losers, and I am running against a rhino sellout loser who was so much of a coward that he didn't stand up and fight for President Trump during the second impeachment. He skipped the vote. He does not believe
the election. Sure, but you're being friendly towards Trump, but I sometimes bitching at Trump gets his attention. I was told that by Tucker Carlson and Roger Stone. You know, quit kissing his ass. And if you get in Trump's face, you get stuff. We need to get in Trump's face in a friendly way and say, back Laura Loomer right now.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say right now, is that President Donald Trump said primary the rhinos and the sellouts and the losers. And so if he does believe what he says, then it's time for him to endorse me. And I'm asking for President Donald Trump's endorsement. And I'm a Trump supporter, but, you know, what does he want? Does he want another rhino? Does he want a bunch of loser rhino sellouts who don't believe the election was stolen if he runs again in 2024? Or does he want a fighter? And so I hope that he will stop listening to people like Kevin McCarthy, who are probably saying terrible things to him about me. I hope that President Trump doesn't listen to rhino establishment frauds like Ronna Romney and Kevin McCarthy, and that he will realize that I am the fighter that he needs in Washington, D.C. I am the America First fighter needed to represent the most MAGA, deep red Republican seat in Central Florida, and that is District 11. And it
Beautiful.
Would be an honor to
Laura Loomer for Congress.com. Laura, you're amazing, and I can't wait to see your victory party. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Alex, and God bless you in your fight.
God bless you. All right, Salente's awesome. He knows I do this occasionally. We're going to take 15 minutes of Salente's time, and then we're going to go to Mark, Dean, Greg, Stan, Sean, Tyson, JD. Your calls in 2 minutes, and then the great trends forecaster, Gerald Salente.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.